Welcome to Forests, Fire and Futures, a new podcast from the School of Forestry at Northern Arizona University. I'm Executive Director Dave Orty. In this podcast series, we're going to share details about our courses, the latest research and technical developments in natural resource stewardship, and the student experience in forestry at NAU.
Being a female in science is daunting, and you do want to not feel like the only female in your department.
The people that you work with is what really makes a difference. And if you do come across somebody that underestimates you, then you don't have to prove to them that you're good enough to be there, but you can prove to yourself that you are, and they'll see it.
In this episode, we meet the women redefining forestry through innovation, leadership, and grit. Their stories inspire and reshape what's possible in the field. Trailblazers, women changing the face of forestry.
I am Dr. Kelsey Bryant. I am an assistant professor of fire, forestry, and climate. I just went through the interview process for faculty. I interviewed at forestry departments all over the nation. You know, when I was going through this interview process, I was breastfeeding. There is this generational pressure from both sides that a woman is not necessarily career focused. You know, a woman is gentler, or maybe not so alpha, or maybe not so dominant. And when you're in science, you have to have all those traits to succeed. You have to speak up. You have to know what you want to do and not be afraid to walk in a room and say it to be successful. And there aren't as many women represented in forestry as there should be, but I do see hope in the males that are present in these roles of that awareness and that kind of acknowledgement. And when I was going through these interviews, I did tend to lean towards places that had more female voices and made me feel more included because I felt related to.
School of Forestry has, in our undergraduate degree program, a roughly 60-40 balance of male to female students. We have currently over 20% Hispanic students. One of our founding advisory council members, Deanne Shulman, was the first female smoke jumper for the U.S. Forest Service, and we're really proud of that. We have a higher proportion of female faculty than male faculty. The current number is 52%. Mrs. M, she ran the show. She was the matriarch of the school back in the day. And Mrs. M was Gisela McCormick, who from 1962 to 1993 was the assistant to the dean of the School of Forestry. She was a great advocate for everybody, but especially female students. There's a rumor that back in the day, if a woman applied to join the program at the School of Forestry, the then dean would remove the applications from the pile and put them in the trash. Mrs. M took them out of the trash and made sure they got to the right people.
Being a new mom was a really good barometer for interviewing at universities. And for me, it was a big part of my decision. I needed to be in a department that was supportive of that. This school absolutely is. I'm not sure that's the same everywhere. I am here at the School of Forestry and NAU, and I cannot say enough positive things about this place, this department, these people. It is rare to have so many female voices in a forestry department. It was the first mostly female search committee, the first female search chair, and I won't say how many, but I did many interviews, and that stood out to me like immediately. I was like, oh, it's the first female search chair I've dealt with. They even had a female graduate student, PhD student on the committee, which that stood out to me immediately and was a huge factor in why I chose this place.
My name's Kat Edgley. I'm an assistant professor in the School of Forestry, and all of my work, my interests, the things I teach are about the human dimensions of forestry, so how people interact with forests across the U.S. My experience as a woman in forestry has been really positive at NAU specifically. Our faculty is really diverse, and then our students are really diverse too. We have a lot of female identifying faculty, staff, students. And I think that makes it just so much more inclusive. We're able to share ideas, collaborate way more, be more open about our ideas than many other places I've worked in the past. I think in the realm of fire, it's really nice to have a community of women. And in the Southwest in particular, I think we have a really big cohort of women who care about fire ecology, about people, about public safety, and they all just intersect together really well. So it's so easy to make connections down here compared to other areas of the US.
My name is Jasmine Annenberg, and I'm a PhD student in the School of Forestry, in the Soil Ecology and Restoration Lab. I am co-advised by Anita Antoninka and Matt Bowker, soil restoration, community ecology scientists interested in many, many things. And in particular, one of the things our lab looks at is biological soil crust, a community of organisms that all live together and on top of each other to stabilize just the very top surface of the soil. We are using that as a form of restoration in some areas because it's so, so good at stabilizing soils, sometimes very quickly. The fieldwork component is my favorite, but I also do lab work. We'll often take soil samples back to the lab and do things like measure chlorophyll, nutrient cycling, enzyme activity.
My name is Kelsey Carlson, and I am a senior in the School of Forestry, and my certificate is in fire ecology and management. I work in the summertime as a wildland firefighter. The women's only pack, I had a men's pack last summer and I had a women's pack this summer. The biggest difference I noticed was where it sat on my back and how it fit my waist. It was really nice to have a women's pack. I did notice a huge difference.
My name is Andy Thode, a professor in fire ecology and management in the School of Forestry. When you have 90 pounds of gear in your pack, it pulls on you in different places, and the women's pack allows that to be much more comfortable. You know, you'll hear fire managers say, like, yeah, I understand how that can also be an issue from an administrative perspective of cost, but some of these things just need to continue to be talked about and brought to light, and I think people are starting to really do their best to try and incorporate women into wildland fire.
I work on a Type 3 engine for the Forest Service on the Mogollon Rim. I'm the only female on that crew, and essentially we work 40-hour weeks as base hours, and then overtime for maybe lightning strikes that happen that start fires, and we go out and catch those. And then we also are called on to 2-week fire assignments. So we go out 2 weeks at a time. It's a whole lot of everything. It can be anything from doing maintenance around the station to digging line or firing while different crews hold. If we were to be holding, there would be crews in front of us with drip torches firing, and we would be looking the opposite way of the fire to make sure that no embers go across the line. Being the only woman on my crew, it can be a struggle. You kind of have to work twice as hard just to prove that you are just as good as them. But if you just work super hard and you show them that you're showing up for work and you can do everything, they'll respect you.
As a woman researching social dimensions of fire, there's a lot of opportunity to get information that maybe other researchers might not be able to. So I spend a lot of time with households, with families, talking about the impacts of fire to their way of life. We also talk about really sensitive topics. Recovering from fire is an extremely traumatic event, and not everyone wants to discuss that in detail, and that's totally understandable. As a woman in these spaces, it can be a lot easier to connect with people and have those conversations. There's definitely challenges as a woman in fire talking with professionals. I think there's sometimes assumptions that we maybe aren't as connected to what's going on the ground. But when it comes to social science, this is a really fruitful space to be a woman and to have those conversations. People are often more comfortable around you. You can have longer conversations. Maybe a more welcoming face to talk about something really, really challenging like this. We're seeing a lot of women in social science right now, and social science around fire is a really growing area. We've recognized, I think, that we're not going to get out of this just by fuel treatment work alone. And by reintroducing fire, it also requires communities to do work on their side of the fence. So having more people in social science who are diverse, who look like those people who are in communities, is really important for getting that message across in the right way.
For somebody who is interested in how trees respond to stress, NAU and Flagstaff could not be a more ideal environment, truly. We're in a desert, so it's hot and dry. The interaction of the monsoons, too, with the dryness and kind of how it prevents a longer fire season is fascinating to me. And then you also have the biggest contiguous ponderosa pine forest. I'm also heavily interested in trait plasticity, how, you know, a single species of organisms responds to the same kind of stressors. And so ponderosa pine is a great case study to look at that because it exists in many different environments that span the latitudinal, altitudinal thresholds. So how is it surviving and what is the physiological behavior in those different environments is just fascinating to me. There's so many stress gradients, if you will, living in a place like this.
I mostly work in deserts or at least places without trees. Our lab does do some work with forest soils, but there are many, many research projects and things that are not just related to forests, but related to broader issues. Even within one lab, you might have research going on in many different areas, and lots of folks tend to collaborate together between departments. For students in particular, I wouldn't not look at forestry programs just because you don't want to study trees.
At NAU, I really feel like there isn't bias around gender or who's doing what. In the School of Forestry, everyone's really welcome. Everyone's voice is included. I think that's what makes the School of Forestry more unique than many other programs where maybe that diversity isn't present. It's a lot more community-oriented because of that inclusion.
I was raised with a very specific notion of what a female was supposed to be, and I don't want to put that on my female students. So when I teach, when I mentor, I am very conscious of making sure they feel equal and they feel supported. I think it is critical that there is an even divide, all identifying types inside science. Feeling included and feeling represented is very important. Yeah.